that, the original of it. And the people that read it and hesitate and learning the language as their second language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so merciful, He gives them double the reward. You get double the reward if you're reading and hesitating and trying to read the Quran. So this is something that we ought to make sure that we do not put it on the shelf, and that we read it and keep in touch with it. Because in it, there are tremendous value for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in so many verses of the Quran how important it is for us, and what is going to happen to us, and what is going to happen in the future in Jannah, and inshaAllah we'll keep away from the hellfire, the Ibn Rabbil Alameen. The blessing and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what had happened prior to us that we were not present to be aware of and to witness. So it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody ever masters the Quran. Nobody ever, because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such a special book that you read it 100,000 times and you still want to come back and read it. Because every time that you read it, you find something different. And no matter how good of a reader you are, you'll find something different and something better. And you will learn something better every time. And you will find jewels in the Quran. And you could be reading this surah for a long time, and all of a sudden something attracts your attention. And you say, well, I haven't seen this word before. So it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put on the specialty. Sayyidina Aisha was asked about the khuluq of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the character of Sayyidina Muhammad. Kana khuluqu al-Qur'an. His character was the Qur'an. The character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٌ عَظِيمٌ. You are the pinnacle of the moral character, Sayyidina Muhammad. So in this Quran, if we follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from the prohibitions, we are guaranteed salvation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it, there is a sign and teachings, and everything is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave anything. He mentioned it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to remember after Ramadan that we have to keep in touch with the Quran. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in your life. He will put barakah in your life if you keep in touch with this book. He will bless your life in so many ways. Because when you're reading the Quran as you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us. And especially when we read it in our faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أقم الصلاة من دلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, establish prayer from the ends of the day till the night. And then Qur'an al-Fajr. And Qur'an al-Fajr is the Qur'an that is read in Salat al-Fajr. Inna Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhuda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Qur'an that we read on the Fajr is witnessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness and His angels. So whenever we sit down in a halaqa and we talk and discuss about the Quran and discuss the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we'll be surrounded by malaika, be surrounded by His angels. And what are those angels doing? They're making dua for us. Oh Allah, forgive such people. So how would you like to be among those people? It doesn't take much. It takes a little bit of effort to open up the Quran. And if you don't know how to read the Quran, you need to learn. And we go out and we say we need to retrain ourselves for a special skill. This is a really important skill to learn. Because every time that you read one half of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you 10 hasanahs. So when you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you have 190 just for saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So it is for us to keep in touch with this. It is very important for us also that we learn from Ramadan that we keep the company of the righteous people. It's important for us to keep the company of the righteous people. Because if we keep the company of others, we will be affected and they will try to pull us. الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the friends and the people who are close together will be enemies on the day of judgment except المتقين, the people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the believers. So we need to make sure that we keep the company of the righteous people so we can learn and teach and interact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي. See, واصبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, واصبر. That means you gotta put the effort from yourself and have patience. مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي. Those people who get up at Fajr and call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and read the Quran and do the Fajr prayer, and they're reading the Quran in the middle of the day and they're reading the Quran in the night and contemplating about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يريدون وجهه, but there is no common interest except to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn. There is no monetary interest. There is no reward that we get from sitting one another except that we get closer to one another and we become to love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every time there is no halaqah that says after you attend this halaqah you'll get $100. No, the reward is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wasbir nafsaka ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal ashiyyi yuriduna wajha. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, okay, وَلَا تَعْدُ عِنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't give your eyes away from them, or don't abandon them. You want the enjoyment of life. The things that will go away, the things that are not lasting, they're short. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَجِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, whoever among you wants this ajila, we will make it for them, give them whatever we want to whomever we want. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَذْحُورًا. Then they have no nasib, no share in the afterlife. They will be in Jahannam, outcasted. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so whoever among you wants akhira, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, they did the right deeds, the work. It's always involved in Islam. And they have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. They will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that we do, then Allah is so merciful, He gives us the reward. And He warns us about attending and being among those people who don't care about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Do not obey somebody who has forgotten the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's deviated from the path, who don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. The category of those people who forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they may Allah make them forget themselves. وَاتَّبَعَ غَوَاهُ, they follow their own whims and desires. And they will lose. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised Jannah for those people who are together and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sit in a halaqah. So we mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a setting, Allah will mention us in a better setting. How would you like to be mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens, in a better setting? أقول الحمد لله رب العالمين يقول ربي حمدني عبدي حمدني my servant Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say my servant have thanked me to be mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ملأ الأعلى it should be a motivator for us inshallah so we have to check and always constantly check our iman our effort in Islam. We can't just sit back and say, well, this is it. Because we don't know whether we're going to be here tomorrow or not. And from the last Ramadan to this Ramadan, we had some brothers and sisters that were among us, and they are no longer among us. And we had some brothers and sisters that used to sit here. And they are no longer with us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy and give them blessings and barhamu on their soul, inshaAllah. So we don't know what's going to happen. So we have to be prepared for this, inshaAllah. The moral character that is important for us, that we learn from Ramadan, is our character should be better. Because we didn't just fast because we experienced hunger and thirst and didn't get to do, you know, the eating in the daytimes. So these things are just the physical deprivations if we only did that. But it was more to seek a higher ground with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believe me, the more that we know about Quran, the more that we read from the Quran, the more our manzila in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be. As much as we know, it will be our dignity, our daraja in Allah. Our place, inshaAllah, in Jannah. So I remind myself, I remind you, inshaAllah, Rabbil Alameen, to stick to the Quran and read it and advise one another. My brothers and sisters, advice is not very easy. We as a human beings sometimes we do not accept it. And we reject it. For one reason or another, our pride, our arrogance stands in the way. And sometimes we learn from somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught something that we don't think, we don't know that person, we don't think they know a whole lot. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a special thing in each person. And it's for us to learn. And it's never, never too late to learn. Ruth read Surah Al-Kahf and the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. When he went to Sayyidina Al-Khadr and went through the journey to Sayyidina Musa, alayhi salatu wa salam, he was the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he himself thought that he knew Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this journey taught him more. Things that even the Prophet was not even aware of. So think of that. When we advise one another, it's for our own good. And our job is to give the advice. And not to make sure that everybody follows it. You give the advice if you can. And the rest leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person that is doing this, inshaAllah. So, watawasaw bil haqq, watawasaw bil sabr is something that we have to be aware of and practice. Because some other nations came before us, Allah destroyed, because they were not doing that. They were doing munkar and the rest were agreeing and just keep, you know, accepting what is going on. The weakest of iman is to do it inside and detest it in your heart. Such an act. If you can change it, change it. If you can change it with your hand, change it. In your household, change things. If you can, with your tongue, speak about it. And if you can't, and that is the weakness of iman, is detested in your heart as an evil act or an unacceptable act. So inshaAllah, after today, if you don't remember anything or what, I just want to leave one thing inshaAllah with you, is open up the Quran once a day at least. Yeah, read one page, read one ayah. If we read one ayah and we follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in that ayah, believe me, we will be guided inshaAllah Rabbil Alameen. One ayah after the ayah after ayah. The way that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions is to go take 10 ayahs at a time, learn them, understand them, practice them, and then go on to the next one. So we need to understand what we're reading and we need to practice it. So inshaAllah Rabbil Alameen, by the next Ramadan, we'll be more familiar with the Quran. And inshaAllah Rabbil Alameen will have more, memorize more if we can. If you have children, my advice to you is to teach them from now when they're young. And don't come when they're 16 or 17 and say, well, I lost my child. They can't read the Quran. This is the window on the religion. So teach them from now. Take them, I mean, we take our children to soccer practice and we have no problem. Take them 2-3 hours. Take them to somebody who can teach them the Quran an hour a week, 2 hours a week. Sit down with them. Before they go to sleep, tell them to recite some of the Quran that they know. If they don't, teach them small things. Then teach them with patience. And inshaAllah, they'll make the dua for you. They'll invest it. Because when they make the dua for you, when you pass, they will reach you. InshaAllah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. And also want to tell you inshaAllah رب العالمين, part of our Islamic faith is to really care deeply about our holy places. And I mean the masajid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet told us that we can go to in a trip. And that is Masjid al-Haram, and Masjid al-Nabawi, and Masjid al-Aqsa. The three masajids. And one of those masajids right now is at Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine, and it's under great danger by the extremists who want to force themselves in there to practice their religion and step in the haram of the Masjid al-Aqsa. And the people over there have only the chairs and the stones and everything that they have in their hand to defend the Masjid al-Aqsa. You keep that in mind, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about this. What have we done? And I'm telling you, the weakest of iman is the detested in your heart. But if you can speak about it, you better speak about it and raise the issue. Because it is ula al-qiblatayn. This is the first qibla of Muslims, which is al-Masjid al-Aqsa. وَثَالِثِ الْحَرَمَيْنِ الشَّرِيفَيْنِ. The third sacred mosque. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a salat al-Jum'ah in al-Masjid al-Aqsa in our lifetime when it's free, inshaAllah. Do this dua every time, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this reality in our life, and if not, in our children's life, inshaAllah. So our holy place in Palestine, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the الذي باركنا حوله لنريهم من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice will prevail inshaAllah. No matter what the kafirs do or do not do, it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ. الْحَقُّ truth. And باطل will go away. And the nature of باطل, it will go away. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُلُوا قَوْلِي هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ إِذْرُ اللَّهُ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our hearts from hypocrisy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clean our tongues from lying. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us inshaAllah
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our prayer, our fasting, our reading the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path and not to deviate our hearts from Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us from this world while we are Muslims and resurrect us while we are Muslims, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a prayer in the Masjid al-Aqsa while it's free from occupation. اللهم كل المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم انصر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم يا رب العالمين أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها خير أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وآخر الصلاة.